Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Welcome back. We are live here in the Capitol down in Jefferson City in the beautiful Rotunda. And I say that because you probably hear an echo in here. I can hear it in the background as I speak. I was walking down the hall here earlier, ran into Dean Plocker, the current speaker, John Patterson, who is presumed to be the favorite in the race for the speaker. And didn't get a chance to talk to John Patterson. I did say hi to Dean Plocker. So these are the people that will obviously be leading the discussions in the House and sort of setting the agenda on all of this. And we wanted to invite in State Representative Justin Sparks from the 110th District, who is on his way to Jefferson City even as we speak. Justin, welcome in.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. What is priority number one for you this year if you got to be the decider in the Missouri House on what the priorities would be?
Well, first, I would, such as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln did, I would call for a day of prayer and fasting and ask for the divine hand of providence to guide our state forward as we dismantle Amendment 3. So that thousands of babies might live instead of abortion and Missouri becoming the most pro-abortion state in the country.
Yeah, I love that. I love that answer because we've been asking that question this morning as to whether or not that is a priority. Now, obviously, you've thrown your hat in the ring for the speaker's race. How's that going?
Well, I mean, I will say it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. But it was necessary. This fight had to be had. And everywhere I heard as I traveled across the state, I heard the same thing, which is people believe they no longer have a voice in the House of Representatives because they believe their representatives don't listen to them anymore. And so I truly believe it was my conviction that we must give them a voice again, that people deserve to be heard.
You know, one of the things we had heard is that basically, what determines who's chosen as Speaker of the House is essentially based on which person goes out and helps these other, you know, candidates, these other lawmakers raise money for their campaign. And so that's why we've heard a lot of people say, well, Justin Sparks got in the race too late. Is that what really is at play here is just basically who's willing to go out and help raise money for other candidates?
Well, look, it's good to go out and help people raise money and help them get elected. Of course, that's true. But that's really just a narrative. That's not the real reason. It's just a convenient narrative that's being sold to you, because what is the truth is it's not about who's the best fundraiser, who can raise this money on their own, right? It's who will go along with special interests and then those special interests will funnel money to that campaign candidate, who will then give it to the House Republican Campaign Committee, and that is used as justification to select that person to be the floor leader, who then becomes the speaker. That is how our leadership is chosen instead of organically elected.
Wow. I mean, the truth of that it fits with everything I've ever been told about how this process goes these days. I mean, I appreciate your willingness to stand up and fight against that. I mean, at some point later today, you'll have to go in front of your fellow House members and stand there for the vote, correct?
That's absolutely right. We're anticipating that will begin around noon today.
Wow. Well, best of luck to you. I mean, honestly, I think it would be refreshing to have your voice in there. But whether that happens or not, let's talk about what, you know, obviously that individual and the then leadership determines what even gets into committee. I've looked at these bills. I mean, there are dozens, if not hundreds of bills pre-filed right now. And we know the truth is very few of them will actually ever even get a committee hearing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So you just hit on something that is unbelievably important, because it's probably even more important than my run for speaker, is changing the rules of the House. Basically, the laws that govern how legislation is moved, how legislation is heard. And you're exactly right. Because we have so centralized the power into the speaker's office, the problem now, of course, is that those bills, those great conservative bills that get passed in all those other states like Tennessee and Arkansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma, they never happen in Missouri consistently for the last two decades, because they never get to a committee hearing. Because the Yes. special interests lose money when good conservative legislation gets passed sometimes. It's just the reality of the deal. And so the rules package that I have proposed will decentralize the power of the Speaker's office and allow all representatives' priority bills to get a guaranteed hearing in the committee of their choice. And then you can Yep. petition the committee chairman for a hearing and a vote. They can't stop your legislation any longer.
Well, Justin Sparks, keep up the good fight. They're 110th District State Rep on his way down here to Jeff City. We appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Get more at 971talk.com.